All of the state's 39 courthouses will be closed tomorrow, Christmas Eve, as a cost-saving measure while the state tries to chip away at a multi-billion dollar budget deficit. KTOO's Matt Miller has the report.
All of the judicial branch's 750 employees and all 73 judges and justices are being furloughed for one day or being required to take mandatory leave without pay on Thursday, Christmas Eve.
We're doing our part.
Communications Counsel Mara Rabinowitz says they're saving a total of over $500,000 with the Christmas Eve closure and a previous closure on the day after Thanksgiving.
These are days that are associated with long holiday weekends, and they're days that we anticipate will have less of an impact on accessibility to the courts. They're days that are typically, we see, lower volumes.
Court employees and judges, which are not represented by a bargaining unit, will still be available for emergency proceedings like search warrant and mental health involuntary commitment applications, in-custody arraignments, domestic violence petitions, and emergency child in need of aid hearings. Supreme Court Chief Justice Craig Stowers wrote to employees last month that salaries and benefits make up over three-quarters of the court system's current $113 million budget. He says there are no other options for absorbing a $3.5 million cut. Justices decided the best opportunity for savings would come from mandatory unpaid leave, closing courthouses on selected days, and leaving positions unfilled after an employee quits or retires. Mara Rabinowitz says a court employee advisory committee favored pay cuts and unpaid leave over potential layoffs.
They're carefully considered strategies for how to preserve jobs, avoid layoffs, while still providing our core mission of accessibility to courts for fair and impartial resolution of disputes.
Stowers says some employees have already voluntarily taken additional leave without pay. He's also asking all judges to take 6 days of leave or forego an improved 2.5% pay raise. And to set an example, Stowers says he already had 12 days pay deducted from his $205,000 a year salary. Courthouses will also be closed on the last Friday next March, April, and May. Then, after another round of expected cuts goes into effect next July, courthouses will close early every Friday at noon. If next fiscal year's cuts do not exceed 3.5%, then court employees will get an extra half hour in their Monday through Thursday workdays. Within the executive branch, a couple hundred employees from the state departments of administration, law, and natural resources are also being furloughed on Thursday. The estimated savings totals just over $650,000.
Each of those departments had some budget issues with the cuts that they've been taking, and that's just one of the ways they chose to solve their budget issues.
Deputy Administration Commissioner Leslie Rydell says they're sending home non-represented employees, such as those who work in the commissioner's or attorney general's office, division directors, and state attorneys and public defenders. The judicial branch receives only a small fraction, not even 1.5% of state general funds. That's in contrast to the executive branch, which makes up over 86% of the $8.2 billion state operating budget. Meanwhile, there are roughly 15,000 other employees statewide who will likely be paid a full day's wage on Thursday. Many state office workers could be sent home early if Governor Bill Walker continues with the common Christmas Eve tradition established by previous governors. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.